The love of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple.
Welcome to The Simple Truth. You did not tune in by accident. This show is dedicated to all believers in Jesus Christ. Do you feel like there's something missing from your walk with the Lord? Are you tired of being deceived? Then you've come to the right place. Grab your Bible and let us introduce you to the real Jesus. Our mission is to help you unravel the Scriptures and gain a greater understanding of God's Word, showing you how the Old and the New Testaments mesh together so perfectly. All of life's questions are answered in God's Word. So throw out any preconceived notions and any traditions of man, and join us as we search for God's truth. This is what you've been looking for.
Well, greetings, friends. We got Mark and Ted back again today. Yesterday, we were really getting into some of the definitions from the things that we read in the New Testament and how they differ from what a lot of people really think or have been taught. Now, we left off with, let's back up and read this verse again. It's Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Why don't you read it and talk just a little bit? We don't want to say everything that we said yesterday, but it talks about disciples and the Word of God, and then we'll get into what does that mean according to the definition of the Bible, not according to the definition of Mr. PhD.
Oh, that's Acts 6, verse 7. Then the Word of God spread, and the Word of God is the Old Testament, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. So we're going to talk about disciples. Now we're going to define that.
Okay, what does it mean to be a disciple? Do you know who defines what it means to be a disciple if you're listening? Well, you will after today. Somewhere put a note in your Bible. Disciple equals Isaiah 8:16. Isaiah tells us what it means to be a disciple.
Let's read that, Isaiah 8:16. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Let me read that again. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. What is what's that bind up the testimony mean?
Well, Ted, what he's telling us here is that the testimony is the testimony. It's the Scriptures. It's the gospel. It's the gospel of the good news about the God's coming kingdom. And guess what? The Old Testament is full of it. That's where it came from. Bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. In other words, if you are a disciple, you have the testament bound up and the law sealed among you.
And that law, that's another word for the first five books of the Old Testament.
The Torah, yeah. And what do you, you know, now,
and people just like Jesus, he said, don't think not that I came to destroy the law and the prophets. And what he was talking about was the Old Testament.
That's right. You know, people play games with theology today in the churches. And they'll say, well, when Jesus talks about the law, oh, that doesn't mean Moses' law. That means Christ's law, as if they're different, as if they aren't the same thing. You know, so they start with this twisted theology and then build from there, and it gets worse. Well, there's no mistaking what law Isaiah was talking about. When Isaiah says, bind up the testimony, seal the Torah among my disciples, you can't mistake what Isaiah means. And guess what? You cannot mistake what it means in Acts chapter 6, verse 7. when it's talking about the word of God spread, oh, the testimony from Isaiah 6, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly, oh, the ones that have the law sealed up among them. You know, we don't understand it in today's modern world because of the meanings. See, this is what I'm talking about. The Bible means something different to people that ignore what the prophets tell us. You know, you might as well just, if you don't think that they have authority, you might as well just take Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and then reach over and grab Malachi and everything in between and rip it out of your Bible. Now, it's a travesty if you do that. And
if you're going to do that, you need to rip all the quotations in the New Testament that were from the Old Testament out too, and then what will you have left?
You know, there are people that run around with an amputated Bible. It's the New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs. But that's not the entire Word of God. That's not the Scriptures that Jesus read. You're missing a lot of them when you only have Psalms and Proverbs. Those are two of them. But, the way it's divided up in our English Bibles, you're missing 37 of the other Scriptures that he read. Because there was actually in the Hebrew order of things, it's the same amount of words in that, but there's 22 books. And in the English, when they divide it up and move them around, you end up with 39. But it's the same material. All right, so let's continue on. We have to remember that from now on, disciple means someone that has testimony bound up and the law sealed among them.
Well, let me read this whole passage, Isaiah chapter 8, starting at verse 16. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
You know, that's a fantastic, of course it's scripture, it should be, but that's a slogan. That should be a sign on every church that believes in that Jesus is the Messiah. They should have that out front, to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now, unfortunately, if you put a sign like that up on your front window of your church, somebody's going to throw a brick through it. That's the sad shape that the church of the world has degenerated to. To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. You know, this describes the Baptists, the Methodists, Episcopalians, the Catholics, help me out with some other denominations here, Church of Christ,
Methodist, Pentecostal,
Apostolic, I'm running out of them here. We need to get the phone book and just go through, because they all say that the law was nailed to the cross and done away with. And my Bible, your Bible, tells you that if they do not speak according to the law and the testimony, there's no light in them. Now, right away, I know that the hair is standing up on the back of some people's necks, and they're getting fighting mad listening to us say that. Well, who do these guys think they are? Well, sorry, but I didn't write it. Isaiah did. And God told Isaiah to write this. Don't get mad at me. In fact, you don't even have a right to get mad at Isaiah. if you're going to get mad at somebody, you're going to have to get mad at God, because God is the author of this. And what, you know, the Lord wrote this. And what Lord was it? Jesus was the Lord of the Old Testament. Are you going to stand in front of Jesus on Judgment Day and tell him that he had no right to tell Isaiah to write this? I wouldn't do that if I was you. See, that's why this is not a popular message. This is not something that people say, all right, jump for joy, hallelujah, praise God. You know, this is why Stephen said, well, which of the prophets haven't you killed? Which ones haven't you put to death? You've murdered them all. People did not like what the prophet said when they came into town. So what was their solution? Well, let's kill a prophet. That didn't work. You know,
Mark, belief in the doctrine of lawlessness, or the doctrine that the law is done away with, makes Jesus to be a liar. You know, man, that's pretty scary. I'm sure you don't want to be included in that group.
No, you definitely do not. And that is why Jesus said in Matthew 5 that not one jot or one tittle would pass from the law till all was fulfilled. He knew what Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20 said and meant. And he knew what it meant to be a disciple, because he had disciples. So why doesn't the world understand the Great Commission? Now, a lot of churches quote it, and they call it the Great Commission. But when you understand what it means to be a disciple, it gives this verse completely different meaning than what the world assigns to it. Let's read it.
Let's read that from Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Totally different meaning when you look at the biblical meaning of this. Jesus is telling his disciples to go to all of the nations who were his disciples, those that had the testimony and the law, and baptize the nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then what did he tell them to do? Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Oh, they were supposed to teach them about the commandments.
Yeah, so if you're a missionary and you're not teaching the Word of God, you're not teaching that we need to keep God's commandments, you are teaching a lie.
Again, you know, I guess we need to take this last minute, Ted, and explain that we love God's people. We are not some self-righteous, arrogant legalist that sit up on, you know, some mountaintop and dictate down to people. You know, I keep God's law, and I know you do also, because we love Jesus and because we're saved. Because that's what he said to do, right? John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. We keep them because we love him. And that is exactly what Jesus commands us to do. Here's how you get a hold of us. The Seventh-day Church of God, the sponsor of the Simple Truth Show, meets every Sabbath, that's Saturday, at 2:30 in the afternoon. We are not like any church service you have ever attended. Is something missing in your relationship with God? Has God put a burning desire in your heart for you to draw near to Him? Do you need help in learning how to do that? We are located at 6636 Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's 6636 Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee, in the Central Point Business Park. This is just south of Callahan Road on Central Avenue Pike. Exit I-75 at the Callahan Road exit. That's one exit just north of Merchants Drive. The church is in the north side of the building.
You can write us at P.O. Box 70635, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37938.